Back in the mid-1980s, the Christian Psychological Center in Memphis, Tennessee, partnered with Second Presbyterian Church to address the need of divorce and divorce recovery. The city had very few resources, and so this became a bright light in this dark space in the city. The need was for quality divorce recovery that helped people deal with the pain of broken relationship and tools for healing and growth toward healthier emotional living.
Fast forward 30 plus years, and Fresh Start Divorce Recovery is still going strong. It is meeting every fall and winter for 9 weeks, and it is still partnering with CPC and their trained clinicians.
You know, the response to the program is so overwhelmingly positive that our desire is to make elements of the program available to a wider audience through launching this podcast and our website. The purpose of this podcast is to be a resource for people at this devastating time of divorce and broken relationship. The goal is to give people tools for navigating the divorce process and emerging from it more emotionally healthy. Our method is using a combined 20 plus years worth of experience facilitating divorce recovery groups, combined with our partnership with CPC to gain the professional clinicians' insights and hearing from divorce recovery alumni and their personal stories of growth.
Our experience comes from personally walking through the difficult journey of divorce and years of facilitating divorce recovery groups. While we are not professional clinicians, our involvement leading divorce recovery groups and one-on-one engagement brings us insights and perspective from a wide variety of people and situations. This is a safe place focused on healing.
You know, I remember one young woman who walked in one night with her head down, slumped shoulders. She avoided eye contact except when it was absolutely necessary. If I remember correctly, she had a couple of elementary age school kids, and it was evident that she had a lot of stress on her. The weight of the world was weighing her down, and she was really beaten down. But with time, she was able to gain her emotional confidence, start making healthier decisions, and move forward in life, growing instead of wilting.
I recall the middle-aged military guy whose wife had left him due to his struggle with anger. He was completely devastated and lost. He was able to gain some direction and meaning so that he could move forward with this new chapter of his life as an emotionally healthier man.
And you know, a few years ago, we had the older woman who had been married to a physician for well over 30 years. But it all fell apart when he left for a young nurse. The vision she had of a carefree, empty nester life came tumbling down. And now she faced the stark reality of being alone. With a deeply wounded heart, she mustered the strength and she made a life for herself, all on her own.
And there was this young 20-something-year-old man, and his wife had an addiction issue. He had really struggled trying to help her and to be there for her, but the roller coaster ride of addiction never ended. He would get hopeful only to have those hopes shattered in the next addictive incident. Despite losing himself in trying to take care of her, he was able to move forward, learning a healthier way of caring for people without being a caretaker.
So if you're separated or divorced and looking to grow from this painful experience, and be a better version of yourself, then this is the place for you. If you have given your all to your marriage and it just wasn't enough, then this is the place for you. If you've gotten trapped in being the caretaker for your ex-spouse and want to find an emotionally healthier way to live, then this is the place for you. If you've been unfaithful to your ex-spouse and chosen others, or maybe chosen substances over your ex-spouse and family, then this is the place for you. This is the place for broken people looking for healing and wholeness.
And here's the truth of the matter. If you don't grow from this divorce experience, you are most likely to repeat the same thing again. The Divorce Recovery Podcast is for anyone looking to change and grow from the painful experience of divorce. If you are in this situation of divorce, then change is needed. This podcast isn't for the perfect, because it's a community of people who are looking to grow and become more of who they were meant to be.
Our purpose is that this podcast and community can be an encouraging and stimulating source during the devastating time of divorce.
Our goal is to give people tools for navigating the divorce process and emerging more emotionally healthy.
And our method? It's to hear professional guidance from the professional counselors, from our sponsor, Christian Psychological Center, and to hear people's stories of their own painful journey through divorce.
Come join our community by following our podcast on your favorite podcast platform. Go to our website, www, where you can find many more resources and be able to connect with our socials.
You are at an incredibly important crossroads of your life. While it may not feel like you actually have an incredible opportunity ahead of you, you do. But the critical part is, will you choose to go through divorce or grow through divorce? Will you choose to either get bitter or get better? Make the most of this opportunity to grow and become more of the person you were intended to be.
I'm Priscilla.
And I'm Joey. And from Circle O Productions, this is the Divorce Recovery Podcast.